From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 26th. Coming up, we'll hear from an Illinois U.S. representative about his ideas to prevent gun violence in the wake of yet another mass shooting. A conversation with Raja Krishnamurti in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After the school shooting in Texas, Democrats in Congress are once again calling on Republicans to help tighten gun control laws. At a Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin spoke about the need for preventative gun control laws.
After every horrific shooting, there's a debate over whether one reform or another could have prevented it. That debate misses the point. It's too late to prevent the last shooting. We've already failed those victims and families. We need to act to prevent the next shooting.
Durbin has voted in favor of every gun control restriction proposed while he's been in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's unlikely to be a Senate vote on the gun control bills that have already passed through the House. Meanwhile, Illinois Republican lawmakers in Washington have condemned the mass shooting in Texas, but they're defending gun rights. Mawa Iqbal has more.
U.S. Representative Rodney Davis issued a statement calling Tuesday's shooting pure evil, but says taking guns away from law-abiding citizens won't stop the violence. He proposes strengthening school security, investing in resource officers and gun safety education. Congresswoman Mary Miller released a statement echoing those points and emphasizing her support for gun ownership. Congressman Darren LaHood tweeted the shooting was a, quote, sickening tragedy, while Congressman Adam Kinzinger tweeted, quote, we have to do something, but he did not elaborate. None of the lawmakers could be reached for further comment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
While most students in Champaign-Unifor schools are home for the summer, the district says it's staying vigilant after this week's mass shooting in Texas. In an emailed statement, Unit 4 Superintendent Sheila Boozer calls the shooting, quote, disturbing and heart-wrenching beyond belief, end quote. She says all Champaign schools have conducted drills mandated by the state, including an active shooter drill. She says the district's head of security will stay visible at summer school programs and that the district meets regularly with the Champaign Police Department. Boozer also asks families to help with security by sending tips to 833-300-STOP. The last day of school for most Unit 4 students was Tuesday. Two Champaign elementary schools, Barksdall and Kenwood, finished the school year next week as part of their balanced calendar schedule. Urbana School District 116 declined to comment, but District 116 spokesperson Catherine Telez says the district's thoughts are with the Uvalde community. State Senator Darren Bailey had some harsh words for Chicago Tuesday night during a televised forum for Republican candidates for governor. When asked how he'd keep guns away from the mentally ill, he said he'd partner with church groups and civic leaders, then quickly switched topics.
Let's think about Chicago, a crime-ridden, corrupt, dysfunctional hellhole. And no one knows that better than the friends and the people that live in Chicago.
Bailey said he'd bring in the Illinois National Guard to help quell unrest if needed. So did Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin in a separate forum, where he also criticized Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's push for an earlier curfew for young people.
Fact is, we've got to address crime head on. And you don't simply address it by coming up with knee-jerk rules. Let's have a curfew. It's not going to stop crime.
The League of Women Voters is sponsoring a candidate forum next Tuesday. Still to come, we'll hear from U.S. Representative Rajna Krishnamurti of Illinois about his proposals to curb gun violence. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Nature's new documentary, Hippo King, takes you on a journey to Zambia for the life story of a battle-scarred hippo bull. The film explores the hippo's 35-year lifespan, from its days as a vulnerable orphan to the battle that crowns him king decades later. From birth to exile to redemption, follow the life of the Hippo King and discover the secrets of one of Earth's largest land mammals. Learn how you can watch this and other science documentaries right now at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. At least 19 children and two teachers were shot to death this week at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. We're now having the familiar conversation after yet another mass shooting about what to do to prevent the next one. U.S. Representative Rajna Krishnamurti joined the 21st to talk about it. The Democrat from the Chicago suburbs sits on the House Oversight and Reform Committee, which launched an investigation after another mass shooting 3 years ago about the causes. Host Brian Mackey asked Krishnamurti about the results of that investigation.
Well, what came of it was we voted for various pieces of gun control legislation in the House. It passed, and then it went to the Senate to die. Every single one of these measures has been filibustered, including a what's called a Bipartisan Background Checks Act, H.R. 8, which, by the way, has the support of 90% of gun owners in America. And so that's really where most of our legislative attention needs to be focused, which is how do we get it out of the Senate? I have heard that Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, is going to call some of this legislation for a vote again, maybe as soon as this week. But unless we eliminate the filibuster or get 10 Republican votes in the Senate for any of these common sense measures, unfortunately, they're not going to go anywhere in this Congress.
You know, that frustration you're experiencing is something we also heard from, of all people, the former Chicago Bulls great Steve Kerr, who is now the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He had a video clip last night that got a lot of attention. And we should mention the issue is personal to him. His father was shot to death in Lebanon in 1984. I got to say, I'm sympathetic to his pain and outrage, but his political analysis, I think Senator McConnell and other Republicans are representing the will of their constituents, aren't they, Congressman?
To some degree, I do think that there are certain special interests in Washington, such as the National Rifle Association, who I think they control a lot of political power, and they probably don't represent, even Mitch McConnell's constituents on every gun control measure. That being said, I do think what Steve Kerr raises brings up another point, which is what are you going to do about it politically to hold people accountable who are running for office? Or once they get in office, will they stick to their position on this issue? I simply would put to any candidate running for office, especially at the federal level, will you support H.R. 8? It's just that simple. Will you support H.R. 8? Or what other measures will you support? Because if people are not held accountable on this particular issue, then they're just going to vote however the special interests dictate in Washington.
Congressman, you also introduced, or I should say have multiple times introduced, legislation known as Cool Off. Can you talk a little bit about what that would do?
Yes, this particular piece of legislation would establish a universal three-day waiting period for the purchase of handguns. It turns out that through scientific studies, we found that when you put a waiting period in place, it really does cool off passions. Whether somebody who is thinking about either doing harm to themselves or to others, it reduces shootings, it reduces homicides and suicides quite a bit. And so we're trying to put this in place at the federal level. We have, I believe, 140 co-sponsors in the House. And I think that this is something that is common sense. Remember, it takes 3 days to receive an Amazon package. Why should we wait any less for purchasing a handgun?
That's U.S. Representative Rajna Krishnamurti, a Democrat representing Illinois' 8th Congressional District near Chicago. He spoke with the 21st host, Brian Mackey. You can listen to their entire conversation at 21stshow.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Maggie Strawn, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.